A campaign was launched today in Washington to get a bigger share of the federal transportation budget for what's called active transportation, walking and bicycling. The Rails to Trails Conservancy put out a report saying that modest increases in these activities would lead to an annual reduction of 70 billion miles of driving. The report lists a number of case studies, and one of them involves the urbanized areas of South Central Alaska. It was largely written by Lois Epstein of the Alaska Transportation Priorities Project.
We are one of many places around the country, there are several dozen, that are together asking for more federal money for walking and bicycling.
Epstein says planning for safer, better lit, and properly designed bicycle and walking routes is already well along in Anchorage and is now underway in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough as well.
The idea is to make bicycling and walking as safe and convenient as possible for people in urbanized parts of Alaska, like Anchorage or Palmer and Wasilla and the area in between the two communities.
Along with local governments, the South Central Foundation has signed on to the Alaska Active Transportation Campaign because of the health benefits of more exercise. The foundation would like to see an advertising campaign that promotes bicycling and walking for Native families. Epstein says active transportation has been on the increase in Anchorage for some time now, and the city has done enough things to make it safer that the rate of accidents involving vehicles and pedestrians has been stable since 1984. The national organization got funding for the study from the advocacy group Bikes Belong. It calls active transportation the missing piece of the transportation policy puzzle, especially in a time of rising fuel prices.
We want to see the discussion move towards not just better roads and bridges, which are good things, but also shifting people's transportation patterns so that they find it easier to make their trips via bicycling or walking.
The report says already active transportation is more than marginal. About 10% of all trips in America are taken by bicycle or on foot.